It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Tuesday. And it's Tuesday, which means it is time for the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Good. I am a happy camper. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing just fine, thank you.
I'm so glad.
Absolutely.
I know we're not supposed to have favorites, but you know, the Garden Line. Is probably one of my very favorite things that we do here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
That is so cool. I thought what we might want to do this morning, there's just a couple of housekeeping things I want to mention, just things on my mind.
Yes.
And then we can kind of move on. Number one, I just want to thank everybody for voting. I mean, the record numbers of people, that's what democracy is all about. And no matter who you voted for, good for y'all. Good for you for voting. I think that is absolutely great. And once again, I think I've said this 3 or 4 weeks in a row, thanks to David Stafford and Tappy Villain, their whole staff, and the poll workers.
Oh, yes.
And you had the folks count. They had a recount because one of the races was very, very, it was very close. And they had to go put in another 12 to 14 hours. So thanks to them. And also, just congratulations to everybody who ran in this election and won. Just congratulations. I think that's in order. But also, Ruthie, I always like to say thanks to those who ran who maybe did not prevail in the election. It takes a lot of courage to put your name on a ballot and be up for election. And not everybody's going to win, obviously. You only can have one winner. But I do hope those folks who maybe did not prevail, and there were so many talented people who put their name in the pot and, of course, may not have made it. Don't give up on community service and maybe run again because there's always another day. And so your talent is needed in our community, and I duly do appreciate them running. I think that was very important.
Absolutely. I totally agree and echo that sentiment. How fortunate we are to have a community that people are willing to step forward and put their name on that ballot. And we get to choose, you know, there's no just default that there, you know, there's good thought-provoking conversations and candidate forums and the opportunity for us,
right.
You know, to really take the community in a direction. And it takes all of us. So I love the message.
Exactly. And so I think it's time now, whoever won, we need to get behind them and support them and do what we can to make our community a better place. I just wanted to say that because I think that was important. Second little housekeeping thing to talk about is... I call it Tropical Storm Eta.
Yes.
You know what? We've had about enough of this. I'm sick and tired of it. But if you look at the tracks, we were just watching it here on our monitors, it's just the path looks like it's coming right down Palafox.
It does really now.
It really does. It's not a big storm. It may only be a low pressure or a tropical depression. But you never know. We all go back to Hurricane Sally, which was not going to be a big deal. Well, it turned out to be a big deal. So you never know on these things. So I guess the word of the day on the Garden Line is everybody just get back to basics. Let's be sure our generator's up and our hurricane supplies are ready to go and our gas and our cars and all of that. Any loose things sitting in your yard, hopefully it will make no difference. But you never know. No.
You just never know. Yes, I'm with you, though, Mike. I'm ready to unsubscribe. I'm ready for this hurricane season to be finished. I don't want to be cooking a turkey with a generator.
No, I hadn't thought about that. But, yeah, be sure you've got your generator working. That's for sure. I've got mine kind of underneath my patio, and I keep saying, you know, I want to go put it, I want to store it, get it out of my sight.
Yes.
I don't even want to see it.
Don't want to look at it.
Then I watch the weather and say, whoops, there's another one, and there's another one. So.
Right. I don't want to move it back again either.
That's exactly right. Right. Okay, one more little housekeeping thing I was going to mention. Well, really, this is a Garden Line issue here, is the Masters Golf Tournament is this week. And, of course, it's like no other Masters that's ever been. It's a very strange golf tournament, which is normally held in the spring. It's going into autumn. And just a couple of stats. On the 13th hole, they have 1,600 azaleas. Many of them are Formosa and Prada Mobile and George Tabor, so many of the azaleas that we grow and enjoy in Pensacola. Well, normally, of course, it's just a carpet of color, but there is no blooms on those azaleas at the Masters this year. And down on, let's see, I guess it's the second fairway, they just have a line of pink dogwoods. Now, in those pink dogwoods during the Masters in the spring are gorgeous. Pink dogwoods are really a very pretty tree that we should not try to grow in Pensacola. We have enough trouble with the white dogwoods, but the pink dogwoods simply are not, they're not good for us. We have never had success with those here in Pensacola, so we don't want to do it. But they sure look good in Augusta, and it's just a shame that they're not blooming right now. However, what is colorful in Augusta, on the golf course, are firethorn berries. That's what they call them up there. Down here, we call it pyracantha. Most of us do. And pyracantha is a great plant that I don't think it's used as much as it used to, whereas what people did, they planted pyracantha and let it trail up, say, a brick wall. Now, pyracantha will not adhere to the wall naturally. You have to put in, the best way to do it is what I call lead-headed nails. It's a nail that's got a little lead on top to it that you fold over the branches of the pyracantha. And so as it grows, you just kind of let it wind up so it covers the wall. And it has these beautiful red or orange blooms, or berries, if you will, in the fall. And a great plant. And that's the one thing at Augusta that they've got going for them right now. Also, one last word about Augusta. The course is going to be a little softer than usual, which may lower the scores, of course, because Bermuda grass is what they have there. And that Bermuda has only has gone dormant very recently because of the warm weather. And there's still spots of the Bermuda around. And it's been overseeded with ryegrass, which we've talked about on the Garden Line. And it has only had about a month to take hold. And so it's going to be a little different playing conditions for the golfers this time. So it'll be interesting to watch. It's always fun to watch. And everybody wants to go to the Masters. Matter of fact, as Davis left the studio this morning, he said, I sure wish I could go.
Maybe we'll do a field trip one day for
Oh, you think?
For
a,
Davis.
A road trip.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anything is possible, right?
And can you get us some tickets, Ruthie?
I'll see what I can do.
You're a woman of influence in this community. Maybe you can help us out. That would be absolutely great. Okay, one other thing, a couple of things I want to talk about, and we'll do it, of course, after our break, which is coming in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit about camellias. As we do every year, I'm trying to convince my good friend. I don't think I have to convince him because he loves coming to the show and does such a great job. Skip Vogelsang, president of the Pensacola Camellia Club, and Ruthie, he always brings camellias. For you and the staff.
And
we talk about them, and it's just a fun show. And we might even get our good friend Buzz Ritchie, who is a good friend of ours, who can really flat grow some camellias. He is really good at it. He's done the show with us before also. And so we will see. But we're going to talk a little bit about camellias. And believe it or not, maybe before the show is over, if we don't do it today, if we don't get to it today, we'll certainly do it in weeks very soon, talk a little Christmas.
It's about that time.
How to get your Christmas cactus to bloom this year, what to look for when you buy poinsettias, what other colorful plants can we put around our house or put on the patio for the Christmas season, and maybe even talk about which Christmas trees are best and for what reason they're the best. So we've got a lot to talk about, but when we come back, first thing I want to chat about is what we can do right now insofar as color in our yard, in our flower beds, specifically some of the annuals that we can plant and some of the perennials we can plant right now that will put up with the cold weather. So that's where we're headed.
And you're listening to The Garden Line on Pensacola Expert Panel News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins. This Garden Line is brought to you by our friends at Warrington Hardware Marine and Barnes Feed Store. So please stay with us for all that awesome stuff Mike just mentioned, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Is Medicare on your mind? If you're turning 65, working, or retired, you probably have questions about Medicare and what's the best Medicare option for your unique needs. Let Florida Blue Medicare help guide you on your journey to choosing the Medicare plan that's right for you. Their plans feature the benefits you want at a cost you can afford. They offer benefits such as $0 monthly plan premiums, $0 copay for primary care doctor visits, and $0 copay for prescription drugs. And they have additional benefits like dental, hearing, and vision coverage, and a free Silver Sneakers membership. Talk to your local Florida Blue Medicare agent to help get the answers you need and the service you deserve. Call your local agency, Affiliated Insurance, at 850-477-5840. Florida Blue is a PPO and RPPO plan with a Medicare contract. Florida Blue Medicare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Florida Blue or Florida Blue Medicare depends on contract renewal.
Fall is here, and that means it's football season. 200 South, home to World of Beer, Graffiti Pizza, Glen Lounge, and Taco Agave, is the destination in downtown Pensacola for every game all season long. Come watch the games on the big screen in between World of Beer and Graffiti and enjoy specials of all your favorite football foods. And of course, the best selection of cold craft beer and delicious crafted cocktails. Whenever football is on, 200 South is your place to be.
If you're a collector or an investor, then listen up. Coins, sports cards, and rates and collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. If you prefer to shop from home, then browse their inventory on eBay with the username Mikey2. That's M-I-K-E-Y-T-O-O. Or like them on Facebook to see daily specials. Call 850-916-7676 with any questions. Coins, sports cards, and rates and collectibles is the place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
For 30 years, Thomas Home Corporation has proudly helped families build their ultimate dream home. If you're looking to customize your home, we are currently building throughout Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, and we can either build your home in one of our subdivisions or even on your own lot. Our team works with you to guide you through each step and decision in the process. Builder of the 2019 American Dream Home and Builder of the Year, Thomas Homes Corporation has built quality homes at an affordable price since 1990. Begin the process today and become one of our proud homeowners at thomashomescorp.com.
Keep climbing.
It's intercepted. Picked off of the 12. He will go down. He slides the promised land. Touchdown, FSU.
This is your home for FSU football.
15 to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown to Mario Terry. He is scary. Intercepted. Picked off of the 33-yard line.
Noles win. Noles win.
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU at NC State this Saturday at 4:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you hear news first.
While Joe Biden is projected to be the next president, some local Trump supporters don't believe the election's over.
Live, local, all day.
Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
Sunday afternoon, more than 100 people gathered in downtown Pensacola protesting the outcome and asking that every legal vote be counted before a winner is determined.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I'm joined this morning by Mr. Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line. I love that song.
I love it. We got ABBA in the studio this morning.
That's right. Thank you for joining us, ABBA. We appreciate you being
really
here with us.
We really do appreciate it. It was great, great music. That's good.
That's fun. Well, I am so excited, Mike. We were saying right before the break that there are some awesome color annuals for the fall, which I'm excited to learn more about today.
Well, I think most of us know there's not as many, of course, as there are in the spring that do really well, but you have to start off with really the nation's favorite, which are pansies. And pansies come in different sizes. You can buy them that are a little more, I'll say they're dwarf, if you will. Some grow a little bit higher, and different colors. And of course, they come in solid colors, and they also come in what I call a face. I think that's what I called them when I was a child. But it's kind of a blotch look, multicolor. There's all kinds of ways you can put it together, but they love the sun. They'll take partial sun. They'll take filtered sun, like pine tree shade, if you will. They'll do well there. But one thing about pansies, I planted some this weekend in my front yard and planted some yellow ones. And because one of the landscape rules that I like to follow, and it's not a rule, it's just a suggestion, is that if your house is a fair distance away from the street, if you plant yellow or bright colored annuals in your front yard, that visually brings your house closer to the street.
Oh.
And so if as opposed to planting, say, dark blue or lavender pansies in your front yard, go ahead and plant your bright ones there, and it just people would enjoy it more, I think, and it makes your house look like it's closer to the road. But that's some people say, Mike, come on, you made that up. That's one of the rules we followed. But the pansies are great. Plant them right now. It's a good time. I notice the garden centers are full of them. And one way to do the pansies, and we can do that for a lot of annuals, but you remember our pot-in-pot discussion that we had before? Whereas what you do if you've got, let's say, a bed 5 feet long and you want to plant it, and you plant different annuals in it every season. You put your spring, you put your winter. Say you put marigolds in it in the spring, pansies in the fall. Okay, what you can do, and if you always like to buy, say, 4-inch pots with your annuals, or maybe full quarts, if you will, whatever pot you like to buy, whatever size, just plant an empty pot in where you plant your plants. And go buy your pansies, slip them into that pot, and enjoy them. Come springtime, as opposed to having to dig in the dirt, all you've got to do is slip that pot out of the pot that you put in the ground, put in the pot with the spring annuals. I had never done that before, but I had read about it, and people said it really does work. And so I did that with some impatiens this last spring.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got to tell you, Ruthie, they look great to this day.
Wow.
And have grown and look really good. I've had to water them a little extra, obviously, because they're not planted. They're still in the pot that I bought them in. But they have covered, and of course, when you put that pot in the pot, you just mulch around it. Nobody can tell what you really did. So that's just another way to plant some of these annuals. If any of our listeners have done that, let me know if you've had success with it, because it, quite frankly, it sure makes it easier season after season to just be able to go buy it, slip it in that pot, and go with it. So if anybody's done that, I'd love to hear from you. All right, those are pansies. Those are great. You also have your Johnny Jump Ups and that type of thing, which is just kind of a smaller version of the pansies. They look just as good, and you treat them the very same way. Another one that is good that a lot of people don't think of as a fall plant is a petunia. And we all know there are just a gazillion types of petunias, all kinds of colors and stripes and what have you. But the petunias will put up with cold weather. Now, if we went to, what was it? Somebody help me here, about 1988, when we went down to single digits, those petunias aren't going to last. Matter of fact, I don't think the petunias would last when it got that cold. But if we have our normal Pensacola winter, like last year, we really had no winter. We had really 1 or 2 days where it got really cold. Petunias are great. They're so colorful. They're so hardy. And I think that would be a great annual to plant. And I noticed also there's some. I went to one of the garden centers the other day to pick up those pansies that I bought, and had some beautiful pinkish petunias that were absolutely gorgeous. So pansies, petunias. There's another one that very few people plant. People, you may not go along with that, is calendulas. Some people call a calendula a pot marigold. It will bloom in the winter, and they are really nice, kind of low-growing, kind of, I don't want to say bushy, but kind of a thick-growing annual. Doesn't grow too tall, and it's really, really good. And here's another one I really do like. It's called dianthus. Dianthus. You know another name for dianthus that a lot of people use?
What's that?
Pinks. They're called pinks. I'm not really sure why, other than you can buy dianthus that have pinkish colors. I like the red ones. I just think they do good. And I plant the dianthus in a very kind of a low pot, and they don't grow tall at all. I mean, just 4 or 5 inches high. But I'll tell you, they are so hardy. I've had dianthus almost go through the summer because they just do fine. But they will be great in this cooler weather. And so you might want to look into dianthus. Once again, I've seen them in the marketplace. And so you might want to look at that. And you might see them with the name Pinks on them versus dianthus. But in Northwest Florida, we are dianthus people.
We are dianthus people. We had those in our mailbox, I think, when we first moved in. That's what the builders put in, which we appreciated because they were very hardy.
So, oh, they are so hardy. They survived there's out no there. Doubt about it.
Oh, so we have someone actually, a text message that said they are called Pinks because they look like they were cut with pinking shears.
No
well,
kidding.
Well, that makes sense.
You know what? You know what? I say this all the time. We learn so much on the guard line from our listeners.
We do.
I mean, I've only been doing this for about 40 years, but I've never heard that in my life. That is so interesting.
And that makes so much sense.
Thanks for telling us that. That is great.
And now we know.
Now we know. Now we know the whole story about Pinks. That is so cool.
And you are listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, The Garden Line, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Mr. Mike Wiggins. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
With everything you've been through this year, could your family use a little getaway in the sand and the sun? Casa de Luna has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms, covering over 5,000 square feet in the house, plus another 1,600 square feet of wraparound covered porches. The social distancing won't be a problem in this house. The main living area at Casa de Luna is on the sand level, while bedrooms and bathrooms are spread between sand level and upstairs. There's also a big gaming porch waiting for you with a pool table, foosball, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. When you're ready for some exercise, bicycles are even provided for you at Casa de Luna. And when you get back from your ride, take a dip in the swimming pool, which can be heated during cooler weather. Or just sit and enjoy the beautiful water views. It's convenient, too, just minutes away from just about anywhere you might want to go on Pensacola Beach. Find out more by calling Casa de Luna owner Tim at 791-6400. That's 791-6400. 791-6400.
Traffic may be a challenge, but Baptist is bridging the gap to your care by providing access to health services, which includes Baptist Hospital, Baptist Medical Parks, and physician clinics at convenient locations throughout Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. No matter which side of the 3-mile bridge you're at, Baptist Healthcare is close by to provide the care you need close to work, home, and school. Visit ebaptisthealthcare.org to find a convenient location near you or to schedule a telehealth appointment with Baptist Healthcare.
Elite Services Quality Clean is proud to serve the Pensacola area for the past 30 years. We've cleaned your carpets, scrubbed your tile and grout, and even cleaned your drapes. A thorough cleaning means a healthy living environment. I know that's what you expect for your family because that is what I expect for mine. I'm David Nixon, owner of Elite Services Quality Clean. Make an appointment for a free quote at elitequalityclean.com or call 453-5544. Remember, it's not clean until it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry. We're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line. We are talking about some annuals for the fall and ones that have beautiful colors. And we have just a few seconds here, Mike, before we go to the news. But we were talking about pansies, petunias, caligula, dianthus.
Absolutely. And one of them we left off. Well, snapdragons are a great fall plant. They really do very well, and there are also some perennials one should think about planting in the fall. When we come back after our break, Ruthie, why don't we talk about that. Then we've got some other things to move into.
That sounds perfect. For now, we will go check in with Mark for the news. What's going on, Mark?
Escambia County Sheriff's Office looking for some information in a weekend incident that left a homeless man injured. That story coming up after Fox News. It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 77 and cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office looking for information in a weekend attack that left a homeless man shot. Deputies say it happened Sunday night in the area near North Palafox and West Herman Streets. A group of homeless men reportedly attacked and injured another homeless man, first with a box cutter, then shooting him in the neck. The injuries described as non-life-threatening. FEMA continues helping Hurricane Sally victims. If you got an initial grant for rental assistance from FEMA and can't return to your primary residence yet, you can submit an application for continued rental assistance. That application mailed to households after they got their initial rental assistance grant. If you didn't get yours, you can call the FEMA helpline to determine eligibility. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Good Tuesday. We're keeping the lower 80s in the forecast all the way through the end of the work week, but rain chances will be coming up the next couple of days. About a 10% chance today, 40 for tomorrow, and as we head towards Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the remnants of Ada expected to move north towards our area. For now, though, I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting in the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
76 in Pensacola and Milton, 77 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials adding to yesterday's surge, but another 203 at 29,361. But the NASDAQ is down a sharp 164, and the S&P 500 is down 7. Dish Network is pulling the plug on Slingbox, and the TV beaming devices will become inoperable in 2022. Dish says the devices are being phased out to make room for new innovative products so that we can continue to serve our customers in the best way possible. The National Association of Theater Owners is calling on the lame duck Congress and Trump administration to pass relief legislation that would provide immediate aid to local movie theaters devastated by the pandemic. The group says without action now, hundreds of movie theaters will not make it, and local communities will be permanently damaged. Crude oil up 69 cents, trading at $40.98 a barrel. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 212. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back at the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 10th, 1918, from the Pensacola Naval Hospital. This is 1620 Radio News, and now also on FM 92.3. Newsmen have just come from a briefing here by Captain William Janey, commander of the aeronautical station, who, with Captain and physician Frank Renshaw, provided current statistics on how the influenza epidemic is affecting the military and the civilian population here on the base, and that report is grim. As in many places, the Spanish flu has struck hard here. To date, more than 740 men and women have been hospitalized here on the base, and already there have been 19 fatalities. So, despite staff work and special actions to prevent the disease, the problems rise. Your reporter came to the base after visiting administrative sisters at the Pensacola Hospital downtown. There, they said, patients are literally being cared for in the halls, and the daily admitting sheets show a parade of sick men and women and children, too. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line this Tuesday morning, and we're talking about all the ways to keep your yard, your patio, looking beautiful and colorful for the fall.
Well, you know, there's one we left off. Cabbage and kale, ornamental cabbage and kale, which are great cold weather plants. The colder, the better. The color, especially the center of them, just get absolutely gorgeous. And, of course, people say, what's the difference in the cabbage and the kale? It's a little trivia. The cabbage, if you look at the cabbage leaf, and it looks like a regular cabbage leaf, has a smooth edge to it. The kale has a curled edge to it. So that's the difference in ornamental cabbage and ornamental kale, but they both really, really do well. I like to put them in a big pot, and they just, as it gets colder and colder, they just get prettier and prettier. Not going to grow high. They're really not. They're going to be low, but they really are a good plant for the winter, no doubt.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. How do they do, and I'm thinking about my porch. Would they do well on a porch? They need a lot of sunshine.
They need some sun. They do need some sun. They're not going to grow in pure shade. They'll grow, but they're just not going to have that color. They need a little bit of sun and cold weather.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, that is fun. Then you mentioned two perennials, and we're very familiar. If you've gone out shopping for any plants, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The mums are a great perennial because you can buy them right now, plant them in a pot or in a flower bed, enjoy them. And then, of course, when they finish blooming, you can cut them back, and they'll come back next spring and next fall, and really could come back for forever. I, be honest with you, I use them, I put them in pots on the patio just to kind of give it a fall look, and then I just let them go.
I just let them go.
But they certainly are pretty. And, of course, the one hint that we've talked about on the Garden Line before, Ruthie, is if you're going to buy mums, buy them when they're tight.
Yes.
Because if you go and buy ones that you say, gosh, that is just gorgeous, it's in full bloom. Well, by the time you get it home and get it planted, it's going to have had its better day. So buy them tight so you can enjoy the whole time of their blooming and then do with them what you will. But that's the deal on mums. But they really can be pretty. Even a big pot on the front steps with a big mum in it is always a sign of fall. One other one that I want to mention is Gerber daisy. Gerber daisy is a great perennial for our area. It sends up, as we all know, the beautiful blooms, and they come two ways. One, they come with sort of a, I'm going to call it a short stalk, but then they come with the old-fashioned ones, which I prefer, which has a much longer stem to it, if you will. So Gerber daisies, though, there's one thing you have to remember about them. One, they love the sun, or semi-sun, semi-shade, if you will, but they will, this is really the wrong word to use, they will kind of sink sometimes. And you know, the dirt in the flower bed will kind of come over what I call their crown. And if that's the case, you're going to have reduced blooming. So sometimes, even in the winter, some people reset them. They'll dig them up and kind of reset them, or at least get that dirt off of them. Because Gerbers will bloom in the spring, then they take a break in the summer. They don't like that real hot weather. Then in the fall, they'll bloom again. But they are really, really a good plant for Pensacola. We've been growing those for years. So those are some of the plants we can plant. To recap, your pansies, your petunias, your calendulas, your dianthus, which are also known as pinks, snapdragons, cabbage and kale, and then, of course, your mums and gerbers. Oh, well, one perennial I forgot to mention, daylilies. A lot of people this time of year will separate their daylilies. I wish one of these days we need to have some members of the Daylily Club on to give us all that expert advice. But they separate them because they want to, if they got one big clump of daylilies, they obviously can get two. And I know some people who give them as gifts. They'll give a daylily, dig it up, package it up, and give it to a friend as a gift. Because you can do that this time of year. And it's good for them to go ahead and separate them this time of year. I think November is a great month to do that. So daylilies, of course, once again, you can get, is one I really like, kind of a shorter one. It's called Stella della Ora. It's kind of a shorter growing daylily, but then you have all of your other different colors of daylilies that do well. And they are so popular in our area that the Daylily Club here has been around for decades and decades. People, they grow them, they propagate them, they do all kind of stuff with them. And so it's a very popular plant. But now is the time for that particular perennial, if you want to, you don't have to divide it up.
And they'll, because they're like the lily with the bulb at the bottom, right? So they'll split and come back. Is that how that you get those clumps? Is that right? The day lilies?
No. You just, it's a clump of green foliage with, and you just dig it up, take the roots and all, and give it to somebody.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Or so plant it for yourself.
Here you go.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
I like
exactly.
that. And so you said your favorite is the Stella.
Stella del Ora. I think
it's. Ora.
Don't ask me to spell it.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. Andrew on his show this morning had a kind of a spelling bee. Words that are hard to spell. And Stella, I've STELLADELORA. And I bet our listeners, our phone line is going to light up and say, Mike, where did you go to school? That's not how you spell it, but that's close.
That's close enough. Close enough to Google.
As close as we're going to get, I'll tell you right now. Okay, that's just the story on some of the annuals. One thing I did want to mention, just a couple other things. One is on ultra-fine oil. We've talked about that before, but if you're looking for the ideal time to do it, now is the time. The temperatures are a little cooler. You don't want to do it in really, really cold, freezing weather, and you obviously don't want to do it in really hot weather. This is a great time to do it. But the secret word is ultra fine oil if you're going to go buy it. And we've said before, most of our veteran gardeners, that's what people my age call, because what we call ourselves veteran gardeners, not old gardeners. Remember the old Volk oil. Volk oil had some real temperature restrictions insofar as heat and cold. This ultra-fine oil is much more forgiving. And so I would recommend that for your basic shrub, your azaleas, your camellias, your ligustrum, your boxwood, your clear japonica. What is great for your sago palms, what it's great for is scale. Scale are the little white dots that you see underneath the leaves on many of these plants. And that oil, which is very safe, by the way, a very safe product to use, literally smothers that scale and solves that problem. So that's a great thing to do right now. Also, talking about great things to do, Ruthie, if we have a minute, let's spend a little minute on weed control.
Oh, yes,
because please. We've had a lot of calls about that in the last couple of weeks, and we really are in the period, the ideal period, to do some weed control. I jotted down a few ways that we control weeds. I thought we might kind of go through my list here. Some people may have some others. One is to use a selective weed killer. Selective weed killer means it's going to kill the weeds but not kill the grass. And it's also a post-emergence insofar as you kill the weeds that are looking you in the face. Dollarweed, Florida pusley. If you want to get rid of those, you can spray your post-emergence now. We've always talked about Trimec, Carfenazone, Weed-Free Zone, products like that that are really pretty good. Now, some people will take a chance and say, okay, now Dollarweed and Florida Pus, those are technically annuals, very similar to the plants we talked about a minute ago, and a good hard freeze is going to take care of them. Well, if we don't have a good hard freeze, they're going to come back stronger next year. So selective weed killing is a good time to do it now. Pre-emergence weed killer. If there's anything you want to do now or you have time to do, this is what you need to do. Buy some of your pre-emergence weed killer. You can put it on granular like Dimension. You can spray it like atrazine. But what that's going to do, that's going to keep these winter weeds from coming up, and it's going to help you get into the spring. And then in the spring, you're going to repeat that. So pre-emergence is really very, very important. A third way to control these weeds is using a non-selective weed killer. That would be your Roundups, that type of thing that kills everything. Now, there's also a brush killer, which is non-selective. But a brush killer and, say, a Roundup have two different characteristics. Roundup kills the weeds but does not sterilize the soil. You could plant your petunias in that bed where you sprayed the Roundup, let's say in a matter of weeks, if you did. Brush killer, people use it along fence lines a lot. It not only kills the weeds, but it sterilizes the soil. Don't try to grow anything there. Oh, and go back to the pre-emergence, Ruthie. A lot of people, we talked about the the Masters Golf Tournament about all the ryegrass that's going to make that. When you watch the Masters on television, it's going to just blow you away how pretty it's going to be because of the ryegrass. Do not – ryegrass and pre-emergence do not go together in Pensacola. Do one or the other. Either put ryegrass out or put your pre-emergence out because pre-emergence keeps the weed seeds from coming up. Or what other seeds do you think it'll keep from coming up?
I imagine also that ryegrass.
Golly, that is so true. That is so true. Okay, just a couple other ways to control the weeds. One is be sure your cultural practices are right. Mow it high. Fertilize it right. Take care of the fungus. Take care of the insects. Do all of those things right. In other words, to get a good lush lawn, a thick lawn is the best weed preventer that we have. So you may want to do that. One other way is Xeriscape, not zero, but X-E-R-I-S-scape, which is a way of planting naturally where you don't really need weed killers because you are in the grass because you don't have any grass. It's kind of a naturalization, if you will, of your property with xeriscaping. It's been around a long time. It's really there to conserve water. And I think in Greek, that may be what that means. But in any event, xeriscaping is another way to do it, another way to landscape so you don't have to use the weed killers as you would in a lawn. And you know what the last way to control the weeds are?
Pull them up.
Pull them up. Exactly. That is the one that is no fun and nobody wants to do. But a lot of people don't want to use these chemicals on their lawn. And I hear you, and I respect that. So if you don't want to use those chemicals, you have to, one, make that lawn thick, and two, as the weeds come up, pull them up.
Those are so many good, a little bit for any yard, options for everybody. And I think pull them up is the one that I like the least and tend to do the most. So I think I need to get some research done on what's the right one for us. But
right.
We are going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Stay with us.
The real estate market is changing fast. Between Hurricane Sally and election year, there's a lot going on. The big thing people are watching is the eviction moratorium, and mortgage forbearance will soon be no more, and we could see a flood of houses hitting the market, potentially driving prices downward. Don't wait. Be safe and protect your hard-earned equity. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty today. Christina and her team are so confident that they can get you the most money that she'll make you this deal. You meet with Christina, agree on a price and a timeline. If she can't sell it for that price and in that time, she will sell it and not charge you a dime. Don't get caught in a down market. Call Christina and get your home sold for the most money. Call Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke today on her direct line, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. 850-723-9158.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Where I'm from, marijuana is legal. Can I use it in Florida?
Nah, it's illegal here, man.
But I have PTSD. Should I at least try to get medical marijuana?
That's legal. But if I were you, I'd talk to my doctor about qualifying conditions and to find out if medical marijuana is even right for you.
Thanks. I'll talk to my doctor.
This is Cheryl King, midday news anchor for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. In honor of Veterans Day, I would like to express my gratitude for those who risked their lives so we may all live free. Thank you for your service to our country.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620, FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins this morning.
We have to tell Catherine, thanks for the reminder, that fly your flags for Veterans Day to honor those who have served in the military and all our listeners. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We really do. And, of course, we have to honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice. There's no question about that. On Saturday, keep your flags up, because that would have been the 98th birthday of John Appleyard, and we need to honor him. He was a veteran, World War II veteran, spent a lot of time in Europe, and in the war in Europe in World War II. So any event, it's a special Friday and Saturday coming up.
Yes, and thank you so much, Catherine, for the reminder.
Yes, thanks, Catherine.
You always keep us in line, Catherine. We appreciate it. And now we do have a call from Scott in Pensacola. Scott, welcome to the Garden Line. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for having the show.
Right. How you doing, Scott?
I got a couple questions.
Yeah, man.
Hey, pretty good. As good as we can do.
I understand
anyway,
that.
All right. I try to cut my grass as high as I can during the warmer months when it's growing and, you know, more green and more photosynthesis and all that kind of stuff. So you need to cut it to a different height for the winter or keep it the same all the time?
No. The answer to that, Scott, is really simple. Keep it the same. Never change the height of your lawnmower. What is disturbing is that sometimes when you go buy ryegrass in a prepackaged package that is sold all over the country, the instructions will tell you, yeah, go ahead and cut that lawn down a little lower and then put your ryegrass out. Bad advice, because the grasses we have here, the centipede and the St. Augustine, like to stay the same height all year long. And, of course, it's going to go dormant, so you won't be mowing it. But 3 inches on centipede, 4 inches on St. Augustine. Zoysia, you can take it down to normally a 2, 2.5. But I like to keep it the same height all year round. I'll be honest with you, Scott, I think that is one of the most important things one can do on a lawn insofar as taking away the diseases, controlling insects, all of that. I think if you keep it high, it gets lusher, and you're going to have a thicker lawn. So, yeah, don't lower that lawnmower blade. No.
Okay, no problem. And the other question is mulching during the colder months. I mulched a few of my plants, and it helped them survive some of the colder days. And I didn't know when is a good time to replenish and redo the mulch.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. I bought 4 rolls of pine straw just this week and this weekend. That's my chore. It's a great time to do it. One, if you've got a bed, you have some annuals, and it's kind of nasty, and just put that pine straw in. It'll look nice for the winter. But the most important thing is around a lot of your plants, it will protect from the cold. A lot of people grow hibiscus, for example, which is a tropical plant. And in an extreme cold, it's going to die. But if we have a mild, mild winter and you have that mulch, pine straw, for example, kind of really thick around that hibiscus, it will help. So I think not only from a aesthetic situation, it looks good, but two, it will help your plants hold back the moisture and protect it from the cold to some extent. So, no, I recommend it. I like pine straw best. Cypress mulch is good. Pine bark is good. But I still like that pine straw.
Okay, and one more real quick question. All of the debris that they picked up, and they're chopping it into little pieces and they're giving it away, is that a good thing to put out or not a good thing because it's too much of a mix and it's odd pieces or maybe disease?
I think it's too much of a mix. No telling if you've got some weeds mixed up in there. It could be some fresh pine in there, which is not good. To put out that fresh. No, sir, I would not use that. I would not recommend it.
Good. I I haven't. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for what
Scott,
you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Scott, for calling into the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. At Lacoste Construction Group, they pride themselves on client experience and true craftsmanship, specializing in both new construction and renovations for both commercial and residential projects. Lacoste Construction Group will deliver you a quality turnkey project and is with you every step from consulting and budgeting to design and engineering. Get started turning your home or business into the space of your dreams today at LacosteConstructionGroup.com.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Have you applied for disaster assistance? If you have any uninsured losses resulting from Hurricane Sally and you're a resident, you could register for disaster assistance with FEMA and the SBA. FEMA has dispatched its personnel to mobile registration intake centers to answer questions. Once you register with FEMA, you may be referred to SBA. For information, visit BeReadyAlliance.org or DisasterLoanAssistance.SBA.gov for more information on the SBA. The deadline to register is December 1st.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Welcome back to the panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line. And Mike, in just the last couple minutes here, I want to make sure we get this question answered about how do I get rid of clover?
Right, and I think that's a good post-emergence weed killer solution. I would use, like I have mentioned before, the carfenazone, weed-free zone, Trimec, that type of thing. Mix it up just like it says. Be very careful. And I think with these temperatures the way they are, I really prefer temperatures in the 70s during the day and 50s at night. But we're in the 80s right now. So we need to be a little careful, but quite frankly, it's a good time of the year to do it. And but just be careful. Be careful. Don't overdo it. Remember, we always say these weed killers are not like playing poker. You can't double up to catch up. It'll get you in big trouble if you put it on too strong.
Hey, that's a really good point to remember. Like, just one is good, two is not better.
Hey, there you go, Ruthie. You got it.